It's a fun time for the disabled.
Table, 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 table.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let it wash over you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Song of the summer right there.
Thank you.
Better than Kendrick.
And speaking of disabled, I will say thank you for standing
you
up
know what?
When I couldn't last
You're
night.
You're welcome. It just proves that Sean and I love you more than Ham and Michael Dixon and probably the hardliner or anybody else.
Sitting down.
Yeah, because we stood, we wrote your name on a sign, and we put it on social media so everybody could
right.
see it.
So we get all the credit.
Yeah.
Ham said he laid on the floor during all that.
Yeah, in protest.
He started digging a hole.
Silent birthday protest from Ham.
Yes, right, we showed we loved you.
He got on the floor.
We thought about putting some other things on the sign, but probably wouldn't been as tasteful.
Like Monty has ass cancer. Like the drop says.
Yeah, y'all could have done it, yeah, like back to back. You put Monty's ass and he puts
Monty
cancer.
Has ass cancer.
Or we were hoping we'd get on the big screen and we'd get a lighter. They'd show us and we just light it on fire.
You'll need like a photo of like just my butt to put on your little sign right there. And then, yeah, they zoom in. David Ortiz can't handle it.
Like we just get we get a sketch artist to draw your bottom.
God, you need a full poster board like you're going to WWE.
Okay.
All right.
The drones flying around it.
So this is something that we've done on Work in Progress for many years. It's some Christmas gifts for our coworkers. And, you know, it's the middle of the summer. Not a whole lot's going on. Maybe you're a little down. So we want to bring you some holiday cheer by doing a little Christmas in July.
It's great.
And I've shopped for many, many hours. I've worked hard to put together a bunch of items that I think my coworkers, my dear friends, I would call them really, would enjoy.
Also, this comes on the heels of Prime Day.
Oh,
that's right.
Tomorrow?
It was
yesterday.
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
it's
damn
always
it.
On Ham's birthday. They sync it up. So... Here, I'll reach in my bag and pull out some gifts that I have here, starting with, I got one for the entire morning show this week.
Now, who is doing the morning show this week?
So we got Elf, we got Sod, we got Zach Barnett, Eddie.
Okay.
Oh,
a bunch
of
people.
Show, I got them all some better cleats.
Oh,
they
nice.
Need some cleats.
Yeah. Looks like some Nike Vapors.
I got them
nice,
some better cleats so they don't continue to hurt their foot punting the 840
okay.
bit.
Okay.
We only did that once.
You don't want anybody to slip and fall.
Oh, and yeah, and they're punting so hard, I don't want them to get injured. For our dear friend Dylan Reed, we heard from him earlier this week.
Did we?
Boy, this has been the month of Dylan Reed.
So for Dylan Reed, I signed him up for the Junior Rangers Club so he can learn about the team, but I had to do it myself because, you know, I can read.
Mm-hmm.
For Baldy. You guys had Baldy in last week. He filled in admirably.
Did outstanding.
Did the yuck monkey work? Well, I considered, you know what? He did such a good job. I'll get him something for next time he has to fill in for Gordon. I got him a funny 840 bit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You just
had
to
thought he had a few already.
You have to pre-order that.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't ship now.
He couldn't he got, you know, he tried to do overnight shipping and he couldn't get one in time, so he did an at-home DIY 840 gift. For 840 bit.
But it was from the heart.
Yes.
Right. Let's see. For Bob on the hard line, I got Bob an oxygen tank. To help him so that he can wear it and it'll help him breathe during another one of his long-ass questions.
Okay.
You don't want him to get winded midway through and have to bail. We got new records to set here.
And he's out of town, so Justin's like, I can say whatever I want. He's probably not listening. That's why we're doing this today.
Yeah.
It's a real reason.
I don't need Bob on my case. For Corby was tough to shop for. I don't know what I'm going to get him yet, but I can promise you, dude, it'll be a top five present. in Christmas history of all human beings, no doubt, dude. Let's round out the hard line for Davey, Dave Lane, the third on the hard line.
Uh-oh.
I got our dear friend Dave Lane a book of jokes so that his comedy doesn't continue to steal from Gordon. Now, this is a re-gift. Ham bought this for me, and I'm now giving it
to
Dave
Lane. Okay, good.
You just share.
It's a re-gift, but I think there's a lot of good nuggets in there.
There's some utility there.
Tis the season.
How about we go to the invasion for Donovan? Old Donnie Doo, our old pal. I got Donovan another unfunny white guy to add to his show because he doesn't have quite enough yet.
Are you saying Travis isn't funny?
I'm just saying all the white guys.
I think Travis is pretty funny.
He needs to get at least one on the show.
You're a real jerk.
How about for Travis? I got Travis a mic off button because I guess he lost his somewhere. I haven't seen it in a while. Maybe he shared it with Daddy, but then again, probably not.
Oh.
For Matt McLaren, who's also coming up on his year anniversary like you guys are.
Here July 31st.
For Matt McLaren, I got him an old Frank Caliendo comedy CD so that he can hear what good impressions sound like.
Oh, no.
It is over 20 years old, though. Not sure if that's going to be a problem.
I don't get that one.
I thought you were going to get him a shillelagh.
There's no way he knows what to do with a shillagogue.
Okay.
How about we move on to the morning musers here? For Giorgio, our old pal, afternoon job, I got Giorgio, a musician that P1s actually want to hear from.
Wow.
Okay.
Sir.
Musers also on vacation, might not be listening, but they will be back next week, we promise.
But of the people that would be listening, Giorgio is probably by the channel right now, so I want to apologize.
For what? He's probably. I got him a gift.
He's had a couple Frozen Awesomes by now, so he's probably thinking it's funny.
Yeah.
Or he's really mad. One of the two.
Junior Miller, I got him a lock. Just a simple lock that he can put on the studio door to keep Daddy from coming in every single break.
He's going to love that.
I guess, he could share it. He could share it with the show, like the community charger. Yeah. For Gordon Keith. I got him a twofer here, a Simpsons and South Park box set, so that he can watch more characters that haven't changed in 25 years.
Oh, man.
Apu? I guess he's changed because he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
You got wronged.
So we got one for their producer as well, Daddy. I went ahead and I'm looking ahead here, and I hired Daddy a protection squad to protect him from the P1s after he forces the musers to retire 5 years early. So that he's going to be worried, and he'll have a nice little team of bodyguards
around
him.
It's like his own secret service.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about anything. I got a couple of extra ones here. I got one for our ticker man, Michael.
Michael Dixon.
Yeah, I got him a name tag so that we can differentiate him from Will Connerly.
Good idea.
That'd be helpful.
Really good idea.
I got one for our old pile Sod, but like I don't like know like what I'm gonna like exactly like get him yet. Mm. But like I can promise you like it's gonna be pretty like good.
You could get him the like office.
He likes that.
He'd like that a lot.
Like
he might like love it.
For my Sunday morning co-host DJ Ringenberg,
ooh,
producer of the Hardline. I got him a laugh that doesn't sound like a pterodactyl that had his throat slit.
Okay.
Which that would benefit everybody, especially when you're on the radio. And for my buddies here on the sweet spot.
Oh, good.
We'll start with Ham. I got Ham. I actually figured out how to configure a Helen Keller AI so that hopefully we can have someone a little more capable of talking at the helm.
Oh, boy.
That would be helpful on Sundays, too, for news.
Get her to read liners.
Water killer AI.
Ham radio would soar to new heights.
It's funny enough, for Lando, our normal ticker man, he asked me if he could get his gift early. And what I did was get him a vocal upgrade machine so that he could sound like the two ticker guys that might ultimately replace his job. The problem is,
good idea.
He already traded that in for a 3-pack of Bush's beans and a Percocet.
Lando's got Lando.
He does love beans and drugs.
And quitting on the military.
And he hates other ticker people with their name tags.
All right, for you two fellas, Mino.
Yes.
I wanted to get you some type of technology to keep people from tweeting you every time they want to tweet DJ on Sunday morning, but still working on that.
I'll get a couple tweets on Sundays like, hey, I heard this in the segment. I'm like, bro, I haven't been on the show
in a year.
That's not a
I've been asleep.
Yeah.
Not an Elon priority, I guess.
No. But we'll get on it pretty soon. And for Sean, I got you a fire extinguisher so that if you ever are in a locker room where players are dancing around a burning flag, you can help put it out.
That's right. I'll go full Rick Monday.
And that, my
friend,
yes,
sir,
in July.
All right. That is awesome, awesome stuff.
I love my gift, Justin.
Yeah.
I'll write a thank you note.
I'm not re-gifting this thing to anybody.
No, you need to carry that thing around with
you. Absolutely. Like a Ghostbuster.